This week, we've been hearing about why so many New Yorkers are spending their dying days in hospitals and so few are getting to hospice care. Today, in the third part of our series, Deathbeds, we take a look at living wills and the impact they can have on healthcare at the end of life. Joining us to talk about it is Dr. Patricia Bamba, a geriatric physician and an executive at Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield in Rochester, New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, Dr. Bamba, a lot of people associate living wills, also known as advanced directives, with pulling the plug or a do not resuscitate order. Is there more to it than that?
So first and foremost, there are two types of advanced directives. And the advanced directive that's a legal document in New York State is called a healthcare proxy. That is a document that allows you to choose a person to stand in your shoes and make medical decisions in the event you're unable to speak for yourself. A living will is another type of advance directive, and it essentially says, if I have certain conditions, for instance, if I go into a coma, there are things I want or don't want. But it's really thinking about it for future care, not the current state.
And how do people get advance directives? Do they need to have a lawyer?
They don't need a lawyer, and in fact, you can get the documents online. There is a website that's dedicated to advanced care planning in New York State called compassionandsupport.org. There's a booklet that describes the process of doing the documents. The forms are the end of that process.
What happens if a person has a living will, but they end up in a situation where an EMS responder or an ER doctor doesn't know the patient's wishes and there's no one around to clarify what's in the advance directive?
Well, that is one of the issues with a living will. EMS cannot follow a living will. Secondly, even if you complete the healthcare proxy, they cannot turn to a healthcare agent to get medical orders and direction. EMS can only follow a set of medical orders, which is a bright pink form in New York State called MOLST, Medical Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. They not only can follow it, they must follow it.
Can people put in a living will things like the desire to go into hospice?
They can do that, and I would say the difficulty with the living will is operationalizing it in an emergency. And that's why in New York State, when people are seriously ill, we've created a set of medical orders to make sure when you're in that last year of life, people will actually follow it, people being medical professionals. The physicians, as you move from clinical setting to clinical setting, from hospital to nursing home or back, from the doctor's office to the community, and importantly, if an emergency arises, EMS will follow medical orders.
A lot of your work has been on getting people to set up living wills, not just, you know, as a one-shot deal, but as part of an ongoing advanced care process that people revisit as they grow older and possibly get sicker. How does that work?
I think it starts with a conversation. If you're 18 and older, start a discussion with your family and your loved ones about your personal values, your beliefs, what's important to you at this point in your life, and choose who you wish to have speak for you if something happens and you're not able to make your own medical decisions. And importantly, put it in writing.
I understand your family has initiated something of an annual ritual for advance planning around Thanksgiving time. How does that go? Is it like pass the gravy? Oh, and by the way, I don't want to be hooked up to any machines?
Well, it is an interesting tradition, but we do it after we clear the dishes. It came as a result of the first conversation I had one-on-one with my mom about her completing her healthcare proxy and living will. It became clear it would be important for our family to all discuss this. The first time was tough, but over time, it became easier, and we did it every year. When she did die, it helped us as a family to grieve because we knew we were doing what she wanted.
Dr. Patricia Bamba is a geriatric physician and an executive at Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield in Rochester, New York. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.